I'm April Fricke, head volleyball coach at Birmingham Southern, and you're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Volleyball Media Days. I'm joined by Birmingham Southern head coach April Fricke. Of course, Birmingham coming off a 16-18 season a year ago. And coach, first of all, thank you for joining us today.
No problem. I'm excited to speak with you.
Coach, you're entering your second year as the head coach of the Panthers. Just talk a little about your mindset as preseason camp is underway.
Well, I'm super excited about the freshmen that we have coming in and the versatile players that we have now after, you know, last year being me being new and everybody learning from everybody, me learning from the players and how they react to certain situations and then me implementing new things. I think this year we've gotten off to a really fast start with that, and the freshmen have popped in and done really well. So, you know, we're working hard. And they're just excited. You know, we're scrimmaging here shortly, so they just can't wait to get out there and actually compete. So,
last year, you know, Coach, as I mentioned, 16-18 on the year, and as I look back over the schedule, very up and down as far as wins and losses. Just talk a little about what your team learned in your first year as head coach and how that's carried over into spring practice last spring and into the off season.
Yeah, I think a lot of it being up and down was they were getting comfortable with me and in certain situations, me getting comfortable with them, and also with five freshmen playing a majority of the roles, starters on the team. You know, I think that had a lot to do with our up and down for last season. So in the spring, we really just kind of broke it down and had better focus on, you know, some of our weaknesses and what the freshmen and the upperclassmen needed to improve on individually. I think we had a great spring tournament last year. The girls felt confident after the spring tournament was over coming into the fall. And, you know, like I said earlier in the previous question, that, you know, they are off to a great start. You know, they've hit the court running. I mean, we just basically picked off where we left off from spring last year, and they've done great. So, you know, with us being 16-18 last year, they don't want to repeat that. They know what the experience is. They know what the conference looks like now, and they don't want to repeat that. So I think, you know, they're very motivated to jump in it. So,
well, Coach, you mentioned a fast start, and obviously camp is underway. As a coach coming back for your second preseason, what has been the biggest surprise you've seen thus far from your girls?
I think the biggest surprise I've seen is the willing to give it all. You know, I think, you know, coming into spring season, you know, knowing what I wanted to do and being my second year, you know, I was more confident and the girls were more confident, I think, in what we, what our offense was and what our defense strategy was. And so I just think, you know, them being motivated to continue to do what they did from last spring or last fall, to build on that, because they're very, very determined to do well and to show the conference, even though we are super young, you know, to show everybody that, you know, we can compete, even though we're not eligible for the tournament, but, you know, they want to compete. So,
You mentioned a young team, Coach. Christine Denning and Jennifer McCannon are the two lone seniors on this team. They've seen so much transition in this program from a coaching change and, you know, really being that first recruiting class since Birmingham Southern decided to go from the Division I to Division III route, knowing they were going to be in the provisional transition for their 4 years and not being able to compete for a conference championship. Talk about how special this group of seniors, these two girls, are, and how much you're going to lean on them, especially from a leadership standpoint, to really bring this young team together.
I respect everybody on our team, but, you know, having those two, you know, come into a program for 4 years, they're not going to be eligible for the conference tournament. They are just great people. They come in it every year, you know, the last 2 years, this year, last year and this year, have come in it, into it like they're competing for a national championship. I mean, they work hard. I think they provide leadership, and they provide a ton of experience, you know, that they've had to see without choice because of the coaching changes and because of transition division. So I think they offer a lot to the underclassmen, and the underclassmen respect them greatly.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Volleyball Media Days. I'm joined by BSE head coach April Fricke. And coach, even though you're just in your second year at Birmingham, you're certainly not a stranger to the SCAC, having served as an assistant at Trinity University under really the dean of this league and Julie Jenkins, especially from a volleyball standpoint. Just talk about what you learned as an assistant under Coach Jenkins at Trinity.
I can't even, you know, it would take up the whole hour if I were to ask, you know, to tell you what I learned from her. I mean, it's, you know, going into a, you know, from high school, coaching high school and club to going to a powerhouse at Trinity was, it was an amazing experience. And I mean, anything from A to Z I learned. You know, she's a motivator. She wants to win. She's driven. And then she gives it her all. And I think I, even though I feel that I am like that as a person, I think she helped mold me into that even more than I was before. Of course, you know, you learning different strategies and techniques and things, you know, that I can carry over into my own personal program, which I have. But yeah, she's a great mentor, and you know the assistants that go in and out of there have a lot to learn each year, even though if they're for a year, 4 years, you know, they definitely will take something from that. So yeah, I mean, I was fortunate enough to be in San Antonio at the time. They were looking for an assistant and got referred, and you know, it was a pleasure working there at Trinity. I loved it.
You know, sticking with the SCAC, there's no doubt that this conference is one of the top volleyball conferences in the country. You know, what makes this league so competitive, and how exactly, you know, do you navigate through the SCAC schedule?
Just the best you can, really. I mean, with having three teams in the top 25 and then two of the other teams ranked, you know, receiving votes for the top 25, it's, you know, you try to recruit and prepare and going into each season knowing that, you know, we're going to have at least, you know, 3 to 5 people in the top 25. And, you know, it's just, it's all about recruiting and preparing your kids. I mean, you're going to see, our conference is going to see the best volleyball. And, you know, if we could get out of our conference, any team that gets out of our conference is going to do really well in the tournament. I think our conference prepares us for the NCAA tournament very well. You know, I wouldn't want to be in another conference just because of that reason. I mean, you know, with us not being eligible, it's difficult to find, you know, the top teams to play against. But we're fortunate because we do have, you know, 5 of the top teams in the country in our conference, and that we will get to compete against them. So,
you know, Coach, when you arrived at Birmingham Southern back in February of 2009 and took over a program, certainly in a lot of transition, not only with the new coaching change in yourself, but also transitioning from the Division I level to the Division III level. Just talk about what you saw at this program as being something that you really wanted to focus on and improve, and how have you gone about that over your past year and a half as head coach?
One thing I wanted to improve, obviously, is the stability here. I don't think anything else has changed all that much. I mean, all the athletes who get in here want to win, want to compete, and that, you know, it is their focus. I think the transition hasn't hurt us all that bad, just because the athletes we get in here, you know, they want to compete. I don't feel like I've had a problem at all with the transition, with going, you know, coming in here and, you know, us having just one senior last year and 2 of the juniors. You know, I think the girls we brought in, again, you know, want to compete and want to do well. And I don't think the transition, even though we're not eligible again this year, has hurt us. And going back to the strong conference, I mean, we're getting to play great teams, so.
You know, Coach, August obviously is an exciting time for any coach, especially with preseason and the arrival of a new freshman class. Just talk a little bit about the freshmen that you have coming in this season and what your expectations are for this group. And do you see a couple of girls out of this class being able to make an immediate impact on this Panthers team?
We're still looking at different lineups and what the freshmen can offer, and even some of the sophomores, you know, them still being young, what they really can offer and give to the team. I definitely see everybody contribute. We have, you know, the most versatile team that I've seen, that I've coached in a long time. So I'm super excited about that. just being able to switch players in and out and having players play multiple positions, I think that's going to help us compete in the conference this year. But yeah, we're just still kind of going over lineups, and you know, the freshmen are holding their own definitely, and I'm excited to have them on the squad this year. I mean, they've jumped in and done really well, so you know, we'll just see what the lineup comes out to be. I'm not quite sure yet about that, but you know, I'm excited to have them on the team. They're impacting the practice. Everybody's competing well in practice, so I think it's going to be great.
You know, coaches, you have had a chance to sort of take a look back and go over last season and have gone through spring practice and now the start of camp. What, as the head coach, do you sort of have in mind as goals for this 2010 Panther volleyball team?
Well, obviously we want to have a good showing at each tournament that we attend this year and do well in the conference. You know, it's one of the things that's disappointing to me with not being eligible is that, you know, we can't count our conference wins in conference to show our standing, even though the girls know our wins and losses and standings. It's just disappointing that we can't actually see it, you know, on the website. But, you know, everybody understands the situation that we're in. But I think, you know, they're wanting to, you know, show everybody in the conference just because we're not eligible that we want to have a good showing, and not just in conference but in all the tournaments. So I'm right there with them. I mean, I want to do well in conference. I want to compete and for us to be ready to come in the following season and do really well. So.
You know, finally, Coach, as you've gotten underway in preseason camp, what are two or three things that you as a head coach are really stressing with this team and putting as a high priority as far as what they need to be working on in order to really be ready to play volleyball come the start of September?
Our emphasis has been blocking and defense. You know, that was something – blocking was one of our weaknesses last year. So that, you know, we did that, worked on blocking in the spring. We really – made a big step forward with our blocking, and we're continuing that this year. We're not the tallest team in the conference, and I'm very aware of that. You know, I think we're one of the most athletic teams in our conference, and we're trying to use that to our advantage. But blocking and defense is something that we're really concentrating on this year. I feel that we have the hitters, and you know, obviously we're working on you know, our offense, but blocking and defense would be the two things.
Birmingham Southern head women's volleyball coach April Fricke. Again, the Panthers open up their 2010 campaign September 4th against Mississippi College at home in Bill Battle Coliseum. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck with the season.
Thank you so much.